Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about seeing faith as we look at the bigger picture of the application of our faith to life's many circumstances and situations. Now, if we see faith, now that's in quotations, that means we have heard God clearly speak. Again, faith comes by hearing a word from God, Romans 10:17, and that's in the Greek. And once we hear, in the hearing is the wherewithal to do what God wants to be done. A part of that wherewithal is the application of the faith we receive when we hear. Believe it or not, God has made getting faith a very simple process, as are all of the things of God. You know, we turn simple things of God, the simplistic things of God, into complex and confusing things, and usually talk ourselves out of what God has for us. No, it's not the devil who defeats us. Oh, no. It is ourself and the misapplications of truths clearly laid out in Scripture. So now this brings us to our next topic that I feel the Lord wants us to discuss, and that is what faith is not. Let me say that again. What faith is not. You know, if we know a snake is a snake and a poisoned one at that, then we will know it is not a turtle, but it's a snake. Often by knowing what something is not, we will have a better chance of figuring out what it is. Again, this sounds too easy and simplistic, but guess what? It is. In order to understand what faith in Jesus Christ really is, it is helpful to understand, as I said, what it is not. This is necessary because each of us begin blind and need God to open the eyes of our understanding, and because there is so much false teaching around us. Counterfeit Christianity and counterfeit faith abounds today. And as a matter of fact, they feed off of each other. Now, you are a counterfeit Christian because you do not understand faith correctly, and you get off track, which leads to, that's right, only more counterfeit Christianity. Therefore, a clear understanding of faith must include a clear understanding of the error that projects counterfeit faith. Perhaps the foundational truth about faith in Jesus Christ is the most obvious and yet the most misunderstood. It may not be misunderstood in doctrinal form, oh no, but it is so often misunderstood in practice and in the applications of our life as we apply our faith to given situations. And that foundational truth is this. Now, please pay close attention. Real faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, is solely in Jesus Christ, because all things are in Christ. It is not in myself. It is not in you. You know, I cannot trust myself, you know, my good works. I cannot even, are you ready for this, have faith in my faith. Let me say that again. I do not have faith in my faith. You know, I do not trust myself to do the right thing. Oh, I want to, but like Paul, I don't seem to. In Romans 7:19, Paul writes, "For the good that I would that I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." Without the powers of God's restraint in our lives, we are all about two or three thoughts away from total debauchery. This is what happens when people lose it. No godly restraint in their lives, and they are open to their desires, their lustful wishes, the secret things of their heart that are there. But they are held in check. But if God lifts his hand of stay, well, all hell breaks loose. Real faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, puts ourselves aside and is a complete reliance upon Jesus Christ to the complete disregard of ourselves. Now, let me say that again. This is critical. real faith, the real faith of Jesus Christ, puts ourself aside and is a complete reliance upon Jesus Christ through the complete disregard of ourself. Wow, what a statement. But what does it mean to disregard ourselves as it pertains to faith in Christ? It means that I rely solely upon Christ regardless of my sin. It means that I rely upon Christ regardless of my good works. It means that I rely upon Christ through the complete disregard of anything about myself. In short, faith is solely in Christ. Nothing about us makes our faith stronger, and nothing about us makes our faith weaker. I am not even in the equation at all. Earlier in this teaching, we saw that we must lose ourselves to Jesus Christ. But often we make the mistake of thinking, well, that means things and situations, but oh no, we must lose ourselves. Can we see how this goes hand in hand with faith? I must lose myself with regards to faith. I must put myself aside and trust in Christ exclusively for my all and in all, because Jesus is our all and in all. Only then will I find Him. We must lose ourselves and put ourselves aside, because that is exactly what God has done. He has put humanity aside and gave us His dear and precious Son, Jesus Christ. He has told us that all of our sins were buried with Christ. But He also has told us that all of our supposed righteousness is buried with Christ. In short, we are buried with Christ. Thus, to make an attachment to something about ourselves, to our faith, is contrary to the finished redemptive work of the cross. It is not the truth. You know, so much of what Jesus is doing in believers is to bring us to the place where we will lose ourselves to Christ, to the point that we will see that there is nothing in us and that there is nothing that we can do about it. Most often the way in which God opens our eyes is to this truth is by, you ready for this, allowing us to fail. We never will stumble in faith because of our failure. But on the other hand, we will ever stumble in faith because of our good works. And why? We will realize that faith that is attached to ourselves is error, because we have learned faith that is solely in Christ is the only truth. God says, leave yourselves alone. Stop trying to be good enough. Stop thinking that we must be good enough to believe. Believe because we have seen that Christ alone is righteousness of God. Have we learned that nothing is impossible unless we first believe through the disregard of ourselves, and that all things are possible if we have faith solely in Christ? Let me say that again. That all things are possible if we have faith solely in Christ. There is nothing in ourselves from which we can draw from. But God has freely given us all things in His Son. It is there only if our faith is solely in Christ, so that we can enter into the purposes that God has for us. Let me say that again, maybe in other words. Unless our faith is solely in Christ, Jesus, we can never enter into the things that God has prepared for us. We will never be able to do the things God wants us to do. It will be totally impossible to minister life, the life of Christ, to those around us unless first we have placed our faith solely and exclusively in Christ Jesus alone. The children of Israel learned this lesson the hard way, the way of 40, and that word 40 there always means a time of testing, of 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. Next week we'll begin to look at this 40 years in the wilderness as we begin to look at entering in to the rest of God. enter into the rest of God next week. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that this word is stirring your heart and it's conforming you into the character and the image, which is God's goal in our life, of Jesus Christ. We love you. God bless. Tune in next week and for more of this teaching. God bless. Have a great week. Bye.